Good morning. Good morning to all of you this morning. Amen. And we're so thankful and grateful once again to be in the presence of God. Are you excited about being in the presence of God? Hallelujah. You got to sound like you mean it. Amen. Glory to God to be in the presence of our life-changing King. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We're once again thankful that chains are being broken. How many know that chains are being broken? How many know that he's still a miracle wonder working? How many know that his power goes deep. His power goes wide in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for all that he is doing in the life of his people. And so, therefore, we give him praise, honor, and glory today. And we say, Father, we thank you, and we come into your presence today. As we know that lives can be healed and minds can be changed. Amen. We ask God this morning that you will take us up to another level in you. And that we understand, God, that your magnificent love and your care and your authority will rule over us. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare by your power and your might that the minds of your people be set free in the name of Jesus. And what's holding them back, God, that it'll stop right now. Hallelujah. And they will have a new beginning from this day forward in their lives, yes, God. Over their finances, over their thoughts, yes, over their minds, over their healing, God. Over their ministries and the callings upon their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Satan, we put notice on you right now. We put notice on you right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind you up by the power and the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And those of you at home that may be looking and listening this morning, the same for you. We bind the spirit. We bind the adversary. We bind the accuser of the brethren. We say, flee in the mighty name of Jesus that your house would be saved. Healing will come to your house. The anointing presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords come to your house this morning in the name of Jesus, and that you be saved. Amen. And that no weapon formed against you at home as well as here at Spoken Word will come up against us to take us down, to try to destroy us and push us out of the way of Jesus Christ. So we say to you, be saved. Amen. Be saved. The Bible says, repent ye and turn back unto the Lord. He says, don't sleep, oh sluggards. Many are asleep, God, but God says it's awakening time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, get your spirit man alive. Get your spirit man up. Come up to the level where God says that you ought to be at. Amen. Who told you that you could not do it? Who said that you was not anointed? Who said that you didn't have the word of life inside of you? I declare and decree by the power of God and the resurrection of his glory that you have the power, you have the authority, you have the might, you have the ability, and you have the know-how to do what God has called you to do. Release yourself in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's exciting. It's a prophetic utterance that's going out into the world that God knows that he is calling his people back unto the glory and the power that he has set upon you when he formed you in your mother's womb. How many know that God anointed you when you were formed in your mother's womb? Amen. Before you even birthed into this earth, you had the power and anointing of God. Isn't that right, First Lady April? They are anointed. They have the power, they have the authority, they've been released in their mind, they've been released in their heart, they've been released to do what God called them to do. So let no devil tell you that you're not worthy. You are also worthy in the name of Jesus, amen. And you have everything that you need. He spoke you into existence with power. He spoke you into existence with authority. He spoke you into existence to stand firm and believe on him whom God has sent. And that's Jesus Christ. Amen. On behalf of my beloved queen, isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? I can't believe what God has done. He sent April to be my one. Isn't she lovely, sent from God? Amen. God bless you this morning. We just want to say we love you and we appreciate your love for God. And I believe this is a season for us to really show how the power of God can move, amen, in a time like this. Many don't believe that God can move, but I know God still moves. And God is not waiting on him to move. He's waiting on us to move. And when we move just like that, yes. Trusting in God, stepping out on faith, enlarging our territories. Men and women of God, this is a season in your life that you got to give all your all to God. Everything belongs to God. When it comes down to your money, when it comes down to your health, when it comes down to your thinking, when it comes down to your moving, you got to give it all to God, yes. Because everything belongs to him. If you haven't had a breakthrough, and you feel set back, it's because you haven't gave all what belongs unto God. God is ready to deposit into you something magnificent and wonderful that you don't even think it can happen. But you got to give it to God. This is real. I know it's real. Because I experienced it in my life, and I'm experiencing it today, amen. I'm giving it all to the glory of God. Everything that he tells me to do, I'm doing it what? With a sense of urgency, and I'm going to do it now. Amen. Glory to God. You know, about 2-3 weeks ago, First Lady, it's a lady that's out here. She's homeless. Amen. And this lady, her face, it seems like she had a stroke or something. But God placed it up on my heart a few weeks ago to drop a seed in that lady. You know, I rolled around with that seed until I found that lady. I was looking for her up and down the streets. I rolled and I didn't see her. And the other day I rolled and I saw her immediately. I could have said, nah, that's just no, but I stopped. And she was in the midst of a whole bunch of people. I pulled up in my car. I raised my window down and I pointed at it, pointed over there. And the guy say, her, he called her name. Her name is Pam. I say, yes, her. And she came and I gave her that seed. I say, God, thank you. I want to be obedient to you. I want to be a blessing. And I believe from that moment there, that God is going to open up something, not just in my life, but it's going to open up something in Pam's life. Do you hear it? And I just want her to reap the reward. God says some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. Men and women, know that you are being increased by God. Because somebody planted something in you. Somebody watered something in you. But you're getting the increase. Do you hear it? Glory to God. I'm excited this morning. Glory to God. And I pray that you can stay excited. Don't let your fire kindle down. Amen. Don't let your fire kindle down. Don't come in just, oh, this another day. No, come in with joy upon your heart. Amen. Unspeakable joy. Release yourself from the prison entanglements of the world's onset and the world's mindset. Amen. Break out in liberty in the kingdom of God. Shake your leg if you haven't shook it for a while. Move your arm if you haven't moved it for a while. Stretch your neck if you haven't moved it for a while. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Release yourself, men and women of God, because God has given you liberty. Amen. He has given you liberty. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We just want to say thank you once again. Thank you, First Lady. We just want to say thank you once again for coming into the house of God. This is not, people say something. They used to say it to my bishop. That man's on something. He's on some type of drug. No. Michael Jackson, he said he was taking what? Dermathol, whatever, what is it? Some drug. But see, we got Jesus all. Amen. Running through our veins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank you for being here with us. And those of you that are tuning at home, we say to God be the glory. Amen. As we go, we want to go in our Psalms 91 this morning. Amen. And we say, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High is very important for each and every one of us to dwell. Amen. In the secret place of the Most High. In the secret place of the Most High. Amen. Psalms 91, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. Amen. Let's go. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and the snares of the pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day,
that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me,
and I will answer him.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life
will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Glory to God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of a life-changing King this morning. Glory to God. What an exciting day to be a believer in the kingdom of God. Amen. And I believe a believer in the kingdom of God is personal in nature. It's personal in nature to be a believer in the kingdom of God. There are believers, but then there are non-believers too. Because there are many people that believe in many different things. There are many people that follow many different people. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So we've been teaching for the last several weeks. We've been dealing with our series, Abiding in Christ. The ability, the stability of the believer. The stability of the believer. Today, we're going to dive a little deeper in abiding in Christ, the ability, stability of the believer. And I want to put another subtitle up under this. Will you be moved? Will you be moved? Will you be moved? So what are you saying, Brother Simmons? Will you be moved? Stability. We know stability is stable. Your mind is set up. You continue to move forward. You trust. You obey. You acknowledge. You submit to. And then you act. That's being stable. We know the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in their ways. Isn't that what the Bible says? A double-minded man is unstable in their ways. Glory to God. But this morning, we're going to deal from a standpoint of a king. Of a king. This king was a king like no other. His father passed and he came on the scene. But he was a righteous king. This king was a king that decreed and declared all type of demonic things be moved from the land. This king recognized God, and this king was stable. This king was not a king, was a tabloid king that kept his Christianity behind the screen. He was a king that went before the people, and he declared that all the people in the land would know the only true living God. Do you hear it? And so stability of the believer, and you'd want to make sure that you're stable, and that you will not be moved or persuaded on what you may see, what you may hear, what somebody may have that you think you should have at the time that they have it. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. Because some people think that they don't have what somebody else have, But it's not for you to have it because God hasn't given it to you. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Things that you have, God gives unto you what he desires for you to have. And everything that you have now is because God gave it to you. And God will always increase you. He will enlarge you. How many of you know that you have what it takes right now, but you got to work with what God has given to you before God will further advance you? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
You got to believe this because this is true. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So in the book of 2 Chronicles, in the 18th chapter, we're going to be dealing with a king, King Ahab, and we're going to talk about King Jehoshaphat. King Ahab was the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. But Jehoshaphat went to visit Ahab because there was a marriage, and it brought them into a relationship. Do you hear what I'm saying? How many know that you can be married into a family and the relationship is not as solid as what you think it should be? Do you hear that? Someone can try to influence you to do something that you know it's against the will of God to do. Amen. Glory to God. Do you hear what I'm saying? So every marriage relationship, or when you come into a marriage, you got to check it out. Do you hear it? Somebody say, check it out. I'm checking this marriage relationship out because I came into this family. But everybody in the family don't believe the way that I should believe and the way that I stand firm in my belief. Do you hear that? Glory to God. Now, let's begin to look at 2 Chronicles, the 18th chapter. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. 2 Chronicles in the 18th chapter. At the first verse, 2 Chronicles 18. 2 Chronicles 18. Are you there? Are you there this morning? Somebody say, I'm up. I'm there. All right, I need you to be with me this morning. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible this morning, and I really want us to see how we must abide in Christ and that your stability must be firm. My stability must be firm. Because there are many things that paint pictures to try to persuade you and persuade me not to stand firm in that which we believe. Now, here in this particular text, you have two kings, which are royal, which have power and authority. One king will find out who they serve, and then we'll find out the other king who they serve. Do you know that? How many know that you're amongst people that serve different gods? Amen? Do you believe that everybody serves the only true God that you serve? No. But some people will try to persuade you to serve their God because the fictitious things and the things that's being shown before you, it seems like that it's the riches of a true God. But it's not the riches of a true God. Do you hear that? Look at this, brothers and sisters. The Bible says here in 2 Chronicles and the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse, Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he aligned himself with Ahab. Do you see that? He aligned himself. Now, that was a choice. Do you see it? That was a choice. He said that he, Jehoshaphat, had riches, he had honor in abundance, and joined himself with Ahab. Now, let's see who Ahab is. We're talking stability of the believer, not being persuaded, standing firm, holding fast to what God has already called you to hold fast to. And verse 2 say, after some years, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. Do you see that? Now, he brought Jehoshaphat in, Brother Rudy. And when he brought him in, First Lady April, he killed oxen and everything. He threw a big party for him. He made this thing look glamorous. Do you see that? How many know that people can make things look appealing to you? And you can easily fall for it if you're not standing firm in believing what God says that you ought to do and who you ought to be. Don't get mixed up and twist up in ungodly things. Amen. Just because they look good, don't get mixed up, twist up in ungodly things. This here is just like putting something in a blender. And when you blend things, they all blend together. And then you don't know what looked like until you taste it. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And for his mercy endures what? Forever. Do you see that? So Jehoshaphat joined himself with Ahab by way of what? Marriage. And verse 3 says to us, so Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, know that they are king of Israel and king of Judah. These are two different locations. Do you see that? And then it says, so Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will you go with me against Ramah Gilead? And he answered him, I am as you are, and my people are your people. We will be with you in the war. See, you can't just devote God's people to something that you don't know you're devoting it to. Do you see that? Hold on. Somebody got to catch this now. You just because you are a king and you have riches and you have honor, you can't go devoting God's people to someone else and you really don't know who they are. Do you see that? You just can't go giving all of what God has given unto you, your anointing, your gifts, your time and treasures to someone that you are joining and don't really know who they are. Do you see this? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You have to protect what God has given unto you. You have to stand firm as a believer, knowing God supplies all my needs. I don't need to be joined to nobody just to get this. I don't need to be joined to nobody just to make them feel good. Do you hear this? Glory to God. The deep is calling upon the deep. So what he did, he joined himself to someone else. He's putting his people that God has given into him in harm's way. Brother David Jones, do you see this? He's putting God's people in harm's way, joining themselves to go to Ramah Gilead in war. I mean, no, you don't need to go to war unless God release you to go to war. Do you hear that? Some battles you just don't need to fight because God says the battle is not yours, it's mine. But God needs you in the battle. Glory to God. Do you hear that? God needs you in the battle. But before you go in the battle, you got to ask the Lord. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. So seek God. Jehoshaphat took it upon himself just to join with him and go to war. I want you to see this, man and sisters and brothers, that you got to be firm in your believing. You got to stand fast, trusting God, not letting anything appease you. Just because they paint a good picture and they cook you some stuff and they bring it before you, all the royalties, the dancing, things that you had a desire upon your heart to manifest, they manifest before you, but will it stay with you? Do you hear that? And look at this. I'm going to take my time this morning. Is that okay? Because I want us to see this. Two different kings, two different honors, two different gods, two different firm beliefs. One truly know that God has been on their side. And it's no secret that the other king don't serve the only true living God. Do you see that? It reminds me right here in the scripture, Amos 3, how can two walk together unless they agree? Jehoshaphat, you're a man of honor. You're a man of riches, and God has truly blessed you. Just because this is a marriage by way of family don't mean you need to join yourself with this other king to go to war to Ramah Gilead and put your people in danger. Why are you doing such things without asking the Most High God? who possess heaven and earth and all things therein, belongs unto the Lord Jehoshaphat. Do you hear that? I just can't go put God's people in harm's way, First Lady, because I have a great idea and it sounds good and it looks good. You and I just can't go put God's people in harm's way. We have to seek God's way so he can bring us through. Do you see it? Neither can you just think of a way that you want to do. You got to do it the way that God says for you to do it. And so he says right here. And he answered him in the closing, and he answered him, I am as you are, and my people as your people, we will be with you in war. Also, for Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. See, he committed himself before he said, inquire the word of the Lord. Do we supposed to inquire God first before we do? Isn't that right? Inquire God before you commit. God, what is it that you want me to do? But this is a good thing. Now he's coming back to his kingly thought, his mind set on the king above. Do you see it? Look at this. And then he goes right here in 5. Then the king of Israel, that's Ahab, gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, shall we go to war against Ramah Gilead, or shall I refrain? Now look at here. This king, Ahab, have 400 prophets, but they weren't godly prophets of the only true God. They was godly prophets of his God, which is God he served Baal. Also, these prophets, Sister Jackie, were not prophets freely serving God. They was prophets for hire because they was on his payroll. And not only that, my brothers and sisters, they was on his payroll. They had practice. They had deep dive. They understood. They knew what King Ahab wanted to hear. So they gave him what he wanted to hear. Do you hear that? They gave him what he wanted to hear. It's good. Go to war. They was on his payroll. That was their lifeline. That's how they made their money and their living. And so they just gave him what he wanted to hear. See, there'll be some things that God will tell you and tell me that you just don't want to hear. But you need to hear it. Do you hear that? And see, the same thing with this king. His prophets told him what he wanted to hear. But there was a true prophet that he did not want to hear, but what he should have been hearing. Do you hear that? The Bible says that there are two words, the Logos. And Logos, we have learned that is the written word, the word that we can read. But then there is the Rhema, which God will speak directly. Do you hear that? That is the Logos, which is the written word that we read. But then there is the Rhema, that God's going to speak to that which we have read. Do you hear that? Ahab didn't want to hear what the true prophet had to say. He wanted just to hear what his prophets had to say because that was his God that he served. Do you hear that? Sometime in life, we have to separate ourselves from people that are trying to get you to hear their God. And we have to be firm to know that we have a God that talks to us and communicates to us. Do you hear that? In the name of Jesus. Or are you still with me? You're looking kind of confused this morning. Are you still on track with me? We used to say in the army, are you tracking? Are you tracking with me? Glory to God. Now, look at this. Let's go on. How many of you ready to go deep strike? Amen. Deep strike into the word of God. And then it goes on right here. He says, 5 again. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, shall we go to war against Ramah Gilead, or shall I refrain? So they said, go up. This is what he wanted to hear. See, sometimes when you want to hear what you want to hear, it kind of tickles your fancy. Isn't that right? God doesn't tickle our fancy all the time. So he says, go up. God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, look at what he said. Jehoshaphat said, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? See, he knew something wasn't right. He still knew something wasn't right. It didn't settle in his spirit. Glory to God for Jehoshaphat, a man of honor and riches, that he still committed his people before he went to God. But he still knew something in his heart. It was not right, because the 400 prophets all came out in agreement and said, yeah, do this. But Jehoshaphat said, no. Is there a prophet of the Lord here? Big difference. He wants to know, is there a prophet that's truly hearing from God around to give us these instructions? How many know there are prophets today that hear from God and give you instructions today? But will you heed to the instructions that the prophet of God is giving today? Some people don't believe that there are prophets speaking on the behalf of God today, which you are a prophet of God. When you speak the word of God, you're the prophet of God, because his word says that go out to a form that which is set out to do, and it come back not void. You are a prophet of God. So speak what God says and it will happen, men and women of God. You are a prophet of God. It's not that you have to be in the office of a prophet. You prophetically open up your mouth and utter what thus says of the Spirit of the living God. Do you hear that? Glory to God. You are a prophet of God. So Jehoshaphat said, wait a minute, hold up. I know you got 400 men here on your payroll. This thing don't look right. It don't smell right. And I don't believe it's right. You kicking them out some money to make this thing look good before me. But I'm tapped into the Spirit of God. I know the truth versus the lie. But give me a prophet of God. I need to hear a prophet of God. I need to hear some solid word. I need to hear the truth of the matter. I need it where it can be opened up the book, where I can find where it's written of him and not written just of you. I want to know where God is saying at this particular moment in time, before I really go into battle with you and put my life on the line. Do you hear this? Look at what he said. He says right here, but Jehoshaphat said in 6 again, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him. I hate him. He don't like to hear the truth. See, when you're speaking the truth about God's word and you're showing people about themselves in the word of God, they rise up and hate you. Don't hate me. God said this. You got to love me for giving you the truth if you want to be matured in this thing. Glory to God. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? He said, I hate him, because he never prophesied good concerning me. It's not that he don't prophesy good concerning you. It's because you don't want to hear what thus says of the Lord that's prophesying to you. And so you're turning around like he hates you and like nothing good. You ain't a heeding to what God is saying, because you persuaded about his 400 prophets that's on your payroll. And they have studied you out all the days of your life, and they're telling you what you want to hear, and what you want to hear is not what God has said for you to hear. Do you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? God says, hear ye me, thus says of the Spirit of God. He who has ears, let them hear, thus says of the Lord, and not of 400 paid prophets. God says in these latter days, there will be false prophets. And see, in the early beginning of this book, there were 400 false prophets on the payroll of God, on the payroll of a God, not the God. See, we don't do things for God to get paid. We do things because we serve a true living God. And then God says, I will supply what? All of your needs according to what? My riches and glory by who? Christ Jesus. Do you hear that? Glory to God. We're talking about being stable as believers. So Jehoshaphat, he says, wait a minute. Hold up. Is there another prophet that I can hear this thing from? And the king Ahab said, yeah, there is one prophet of God. But I hate him because he never have anything good to say about me. How many know God gives you what you need? And sometimes we don't have the ability to hear because we already formed our pre-notion of the idea of our own outcome. Do you hear it? Some people that have been walking with you, walk with me, they negated their destiny because they only heard what they wanted to hear. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? They listen to their own prophet and then hear the voice of God nowhere. And now they scattered everywhere. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Glory to God. Let's get into the Bible, brothers and sisters. And then he goes on to say right here in the word of God. He says right here, 7 again. So the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, is there still one man whom we may inquire of the Lord? But I hate him because he never prophesied good concerning me, but always evil. He is Macha, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such thing. He said, let not the king say such thing. How are you going to say such thing? Let not you, king, say such thing. Let God be the judge of this thing. Do you hear that? Let me hear what this prophet has to say. Because I'm tapped into the true God. Even though I'm here and I accept your invitation, don't mean I got to do what you do. Glory to God. Do you hear that? Just because you invited me and you killed some things and you set out a good table and you got the fine wines and the golds and everything like that, that don't mean I got to do what you say. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? You don't have to do what everybody say do. You do what God says to do. The stability of the believer. Abiding in Christ, staying connected to the vine, regardless how it looks and how it seems. Open up your mouth and say, God, I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm blessed and I'm complete. My limbs are moving. My eyes can see. My legs can walk. I have the voice of God on the inside of me. Rise up and live and not die. Do you hear that? In the name of Jesus, look at what he's saying. Glory to God. And then he goes on to say, my. Hey, the king of Israel called one of his officers and said, bring me Macha, the son of Amalek, quickly. He said, go get him. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, clothed in robes, sat each on his throne. And they sat at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Look at this. These 400 prophets prophesying. Now Zedekiah, the son of Shenai, had made horns of iron for himself. And he said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Samaritans until they be destroyed. Now, these horns are not horns of a good God. These made these things out of the image of Baal, a god of evil. Giving them false pretense and saying that you're going to destroy these people you go up against. Haven't heard the reassurance of the Lord. But I want you to see, my brothers and sisters, when you're amongst people that try to get you to think the way that they think and you stand out, how many know you are different? God says that you are a chosen generation, peculiar people, called from darkness into the marvelous light. You're going to stand out when you're speaking the truth of what God says. Now, Micah is going to be standing out amongst all of these 400 prophets. But look and see what these prophets try to tell him to do. They're going to try to persuade him to curve and go into what they believe. See, stability of a believer. You go against all odds sometimes. Do you hear that? You go against what they say, the grain. Do you hear that? You go against the current. Do you hear what I'm saying? Just as, what is the name of that fish? A salmon. A salmon don't swim. They swim against the current because they exalt all of their strength going against the current. But when they're going against the current, guess where they're going back to? The place where they was created. Do you hear that? A revelation of a difference. They're going back to the place where they was birthed. And then they're going back to the place where they was birthed so they can die. Do you hear that? That is powerful to me. In a retrospect, we all need to go back to the place that we was birthed. And that's birth from heaven in the name of Jesus. Do you see that? We need some time to go against the grain, go against the current, and go back to the place that you and I was birthed from, the spirit realm, and tap into that source that will keep us stable in life. Do you hear it? Keep us stable in life. And then he goes on to say, my God. Then he goes on to say, right here, and all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramah Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver into the king's hand. Then the messengers who had gone to call Micah spoke to him, saying, now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord, encouraging the king. Therefore, please listen to this. All of the prophets, what the 400 said. He's the outcast here. Now, you can feel intimidated if you don't know who you are. You can feel intimidated if you don't stand for God. Many people in the world right now is intimidated because of what the world says. We don't have to feel intimidated. Why? Because God made the world and everything therein belongs to him. We are part of God's kingdom. We are powerful people. Don't feel intimidated because the others don't believe like you believe. The others don't walk like you walk. Do you hear that? Don't feel intimidated because you got God on the inside of you that will see you through everything that you are faced with. Listen to what they're trying to tell this prophet. The prophet of God. Not the prophet of Baal. He says, therefore, please let your words be like the words of one of them and speak encouragement. Do you see that? They're trying to get him to curve, Brother Rudy, from telling the truth. How many know that can happen to each and every one of us? If we're intimidated by telling somebody the truth, Sister Arnold. But it's not your truth, it's the truth of God. And just like that king, even though he was a king, Ahab was a king, hearing the truth wounded him. Hearing the truth made him bitter. Hearing the truth made him hate the word of God. Hearing the truth, people will turn away and they will despise you and point fingers at you and say you did this to them, you hurt them, you never did this for them. By hearing the truth, it penetrates to the deep things of your heart. And it will purge you if you allow the word to purge you. Do you hear it? But he didn't let the word purge him. He kept it on surface based. And his opinion took forefront that he couldn't truly hear from God. And so he hated the prophet of God. And all the other prophets wanted him to get in line with what they're saying, to encourage, because they studied this king out. See, Satan studies some people out. Do you hear that? He knows what you like. He follows your everyday pattern. But to get him off your trail, you got to go in the Holy Spirit, because that's a trail that he can't follow. He can only get to the fall of the natural trail, but when you tap into the Spirit of God, oh, where they go? I don't know. Where do they go? He can't follow you. He don't know where you are. That's why it says he that dwells in the secret place. You went to the secret place of the Most High. He can't follow you there because he don't know the trail. He don't even know the access code. Do you hear that? He has no doorway to enter into. But you always have a doorway to enter into. So they tried to get the prophet to say what the other prophets are saying. Say what they're saying. That's right, First Lady. That's what the world say. Say what everybody else is saying. How many know a true prophet of God just don't speak about the good things? Speak about the bad things and the ugly. Now, if you mature in the kingdom of God, all of it is the word of God to mature you to advance God's kingdom. You can't always have the highs. He said there are highs and lows. Paul said, I know how to be abased and to be abound. I know how to be with and without. But he's still God. Do you hear that? A true prophet of God is not going to bring condemnation to you because God said, therefore now there is no condemnation for them that walk not after the flesh. A true prophet of God is not going to condemn you, but a true prophet of God is going to bring the true living word of God to you so you can rightly divide the word. Let it be truth or is it a lie? Do you hear this? Glory to God. And then in the book of 2 Thessalonians, it talks about that. If you don't believe God's truth, then he'll send a lie. Now, God don't lie, my brothers and sisters, and I want you to know this. But what he'll send is an illusion to make you to believe that lie, and it will stick to you. And that's what took place here. They begin to believe the lie. He began to believe the lie of those false prophets. And he said, if you don't believe my truth, then I'm sending a word to you. For the words I speak are spirit and life. They're spirit and life. They're spirit and life. The words I speak are spirit and they are life. And he says on here, my God, 13, and Misha said, as the Lord lives, whatever my God says that I will speak, this is the prophet. He says, whatever my God say, and that's what I will speak. He followed the pattern of Jesus who had yet to come. Jesus said, the words that I speak are not my own, but they are him who sent me. If any man desires to do his own will, then he is not of God. So this prophet is speaking the word of God. He only speaking what God give him to speak. And then he further goes on to say, then he came to the king, and the king said to him, Misha, shall we go to war against Ramah Gilead, or shall I refrain? And he said, go and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. Now, see, this is the word of the Spirit of God sending a lie, but it's not God lying. He's using a true prophet because the prophet is telling him what he wants to hear. And God is sending that spirit because God knows that he won't hear the truth. Do you hear this? Now, don't get it twisted and sound like this prophet is lying. God don't lie. God does not lie. But he's sending the spirit of a lie through the prophet because that man of God don't want to hear the truth. Do you hear that? Go to the book of 2 Thessalonians. You don't believe me. I'm going to show you in the word of God. I'm going to show you in your Bible. 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Go to 2 Thessalonians. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I believe the truth of the prophet of God. You got to believe the truth of the prophet of God. Believe the truth, my brothers and sisters. 2 Thessalonians, I believe it's in the 2 Thessalonians, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, let me get there, I got to get there, yeah, 2 Thessalonians, it should be 2 Thessalonians, got to get there because God does not lie, but God can send a spirit. He can send a spirit because many people don't believe the truth. Oh, excuse me, 1 Thessalonians, I believe. That's 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Praise the Lord. God is good. He's a good God to us. That's 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. chapter 2. First Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. First Thessalonians. I say First Thessalonians, right? Second Thessalonians 2 and 11. There you go. Second Thessalonians 2 and 11. Amen. There you go. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 11. Let's go there. Let's look at it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the 11th verse. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. He's been speaking the truth, and the man of God haven't received the truth. And so this prophet is not lying, brothers and sisters. Don't get this screwed. This Michael was a true prophet of God. But through God, he could sin. God can send a lying spirit because that's what that person wants to hear. Look at this, 2 and 11. Listen what it says. Since he didn't want to hear, it says right here, and for this reason, I'm telling you, I'm backing this up. God does not lie. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Then coming of the lawless one according the work of Satan with all power, signs, lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, listen to this, brothers and sisters, did Micah, he was a prophet of God, right? He was speaking the truth. And the prophet Ahab didn't want to hear the truth. And since he didn't want to hear the truth, this is what God did. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions. God will send strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Do you see that? So he sent a strong delusion because he didn't want to believe the true prophet of God. And God sent that. And if God sends something on you, guess who only can remove it? Only God can remove it. If God sent it on you, only God can remove it from you. Do you hear that? And so he goes back. Go back to your text. Go back to the text. Go back to the text. Amen. Go back to the text. Here we go. Go back to the text. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Go back to the text. In 14, then he came to the king, and the king said to him, Micah, shall we go to war against Ramah-Gilead, or shall I refrain? And he said, go and prosper, and they shall be delivered into thy hand. So the king said to him, how many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I saw all Israel. This is the prophet. I saw all Israel, that's Ahab people, scattered on the mountain as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let each return to his house in peace. What he was saying, the prophet said, I saw your people scattered. What he was telling him, you're not going to return. You're not coming back. Your people going to be scattered like sheep without a shepherd. He was telling him the truth in the prophecy. He was telling him the word of God in the prophecy. And he goes on to say, then he said, 17, and the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? Then Micah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up, that he may fall at Ramah-Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. Then the Spirit came forth and stood before the Lord and said, I will what? Persuade him. The Lord said to him, in that way. So he said, I will go out and be a what? Lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Do you see God? See that? He say, I will go out into the mouth of all 400 of his prophets, that all of them would tell him to lie, because that's what he wanted to hear. See, you can be a whole amongst a whole bunch of people, my brothers and sisters, and all of them telling you lies because this is something you want to hear. They're tickling your fancy. They're rubbing your back. And they're telling you what you want to hear. But what we want to hear is the truth of God. Is this the living word of God? Or is this a facade? Or you just trying to prime me and pump me to get me to do something that you like and it's not in the will of God? God forbid. God says that the Spirit got into all the mouths of them prophets. And he sent it. That's right, First Lady April. God sent it. You can't tell me God can't do what God wants to do. If God wants to raise you, he can raise you. If God wants to put you down, he can put you down. Do you hear that? So don't you ever feel in your life that you are not worthy and that you don't have a voice for the kingdom of God. You are also worthy because God says you're worthy. You are precious to God because God says you're precious. You're anointed of God because God says you're anointed. Do you see this? And so it goes on. Look at this. You'll even see how cunning this King Ahab was. It even gets better, that we may see how firm we got to stand when evil and wickedness is upon us. We're living in some evil and wicked days, my brothers and sisters, that you got to be firm. I got to be firm. I don't care what anybody say. I'm going with Jesus. I'm going all the way with the Lord. I'm going to worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to listen to what he tells me to do and what he tells me to say. And you should do the same. It's not a popularity contest. It's not about how big your social media following is. It's not about what platform are you on. Are you standing on the word of God? Is Jesus Christ your center, circumference, base, boundary, balance, and beauty of your life? That should be the matter. That should be the fact. And he goes on to say, are you still with me? Look at this. He says, right here, 21. So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Then Zedekiah, the son of Shemaiah, went near and struck the prophet. He slapped the prophet in the face because he's telling the truth. How many of you know when you tell the truth, you might don't get a physical slap, but somebody gonna try to slap you. Jesus said, you'll be persecuted for my sake. It's not just because you're saying you're persecuted for Jesus' sake. When you stand up for the truth and you're bold in the truth and you speak the word of God, the truth, people are going to try to slap you in the spirit realm. But you got to stand the force of time. Slap them in the spirit. Because he didn't agree with their spirit. And they slapped him on the face. How many know that didn't mean nothing? God says, when they turn the other cheek, you want that side too? Because I'm standing with God. Daryl's standing with God. You want to kick bricks at me and push me in the back and spit on me? Turn the other way and spit again. Because I'm standing with God. And I want you to stand with the Lord. Be with him. Because he is with you. And then it says, and it struck him on the cheek and said, which way did the Spirit from the Lord go from you to make to speak to you? They say, which way of the Spirit of the Lord? Do you think the Spirit of the Lord got in you and twisted? No, the Spirit of God is on point. Do you see that? And then it says, and Micah said, indeed, you shall see on that day when you go into the inner chamber to hide. See, them prophets, they went to the inner chamber to hide. Everything was going forth. They was going in battle. Them jokers was in there hiding. They wasn't true prophet to come out. See, you can't be a tabloid Christian. When the heat is on and the battle is ready, you go hide. When the fire get hot, you go hide. When things don't look like they're going your way, you go hide. When it's time to raise up and step out and do things for the glory of God, you go hide. But now is your time on the platform because you're telling a bunch of bag of lies. You out in the public and you're speaking boldly. But if things begin to crash and things begin to turn, not for your good, you go hide. So they're hiding because what they prophesied was not true. Do you hear it? And then it goes on to say, we there, we in the word, guys. We're in the word of God. Stability in the believer, standing for what you know that is right. Abiding in Christ. Look at this. 25. Then the king of Israel said, take Micah and return him to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Josiah, the king's son, and say, thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace. Want to put the man in prison because he's trying to save your life and the people's life. Do you hear that? See, there's a story in the Bible. That was a man that had wisdom and he knew how to save the whole city. But people didn't believe him because he didn't have the riches and wealth. But he had the wisdom to save the city. See, some people only look at your riches and some people only look at your wealth, the material thing. But if you got the word of God, it can save a whole lot in the name of Jesus. And I got the word of God because I want to save a whole lot. And this is the truth of God's word. The prophet didn't have everything like the king and all of his prophets had. But he had the truth of God's word burning on the inside of him to stand boldly before the king and the 400 prophets to tell the truth. But they didn't want to hear it. And so the king says, put this man in prison until I return in peace. Needless did it know he was not going to return. Do you see this? Needless did he know he was not going to return, Brother James, on him. He thought he was going to return in peace, but he didn't take a heed to nothing what the prophet was prophesying to him. How he seen that they were scattered. He didn't take heed to nothing. And sometimes many people can sit in the house of God under the word of God, study God's word, hear the spirit of God through a brother and sister, and don't take heed to nothing but God has said. And they're still going through the same emotional roller coaster. They've been wounded from their past life, and they're bringing their past life to their forward life. And God says, get that out of here, because I don't remember that. I don't want no parts in that. I'm trying to move you forward. But I can't move you forward until you let go of what's behind you. Do you hear it? And so he said, put him in prison. Lock him up. Feed him bread and water of affliction till I return in peace. But Micah said, if you ever, look at this. He said, if you ever return, he already knew he wasn't going to return because that's what God said. He already, the prophet of God says, if you. That's right, First Lady. Look at what it says. The prophet of God says, right. But Micah said, if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me and said, take heed, all you people. He says, if you ever return in peace. But he says, take heed what God said. At that particular time, he could have said, man, I don't think we need to go up in Ramah Gilead. He had a chance to turn his heart to God. And all of us have a chance daily to repent before God. God, I repent for what I have done and what I've said, how my mind is thinking. God, I repent that you will come into my life and that you will save me, that I can advance forward for your glory. Do you see that? And then he goes on. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramah. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, look at this. He's being cunning right here. He's being sly right here. I will distinguish myself and go into battle. Listen to what he said. But you put on your robes. So the king of Israel distinguished himself, and they went into battle. Listen to this. Now the king of Sarah had commanded the captains of the chariots who were with him, saying, fight with no one else, small or great, but only with the king of Israel. He said, don't fight with no one else. Don't go against no one else. Only the king of Israel. He said, we got a hit out on the king of Israel. I don't care who else you see. Don't bother them. But when you see this king of Israel, I want you to take him out. Do you see this? Now watch this. Watch this. Look at this. Look at this. 31. So it was when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat that they said, it is the king of Israel. Notice that the king, notice that Ahab ain't nowhere around. But Jehoshaphat is already on the battlefield. Do you see it? It is the king of Israel. Now Jehoshaphat is out there. Now his life is on the line. But look what happens here. The power of God. The power of a true cry. The power of a true heart. Look at what it says. 32, for so it was when the captains of the chariot saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. Now a certain man drew. When they saw when they turned back. But see, it's Jehoshaphat. Let's go to 31 again. So it was when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore, they surrounded him to attack him. Listen to this. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him because they could have killed him. When people try to bring you hurt, harm, and danger, don't try to fight yourself. Cry unto the Lord. God, protect me. I'm the righteous of your favor. When they're trying to bring you down and lie on you, God, cry unto the Lord. That don't mean you're weak. That means you're standing in the power of God. You can't fight the battle yourself. God comes in like a mighty rushing wind. And he protects Jehoshaphat. Because they were finna take Jehoshaphat out. But he cried, Sister Jackie, unto God. Those at home, you may feel that you're left alone and don't have anything of y'all. Cry unto the Lord, and God will provide whatever it is that you need. Glory to God. It's right there in Scripture. And so he cried unto God. He cried unto the Lord, and the Lord helped him, and God delivered them. God delivered them, and God diverted them from him. 32, for so it was when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. Now a certain man drew a bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. Now it was unheard at this time in battle and war because they wore armor, all types of armor. Now, it was impossible back in this time that somebody can shoot an arrow and it just penetrate a small crack in the armor. See, but God's prophecy had to go out from the true prophetic utterance of the prophet. And so that small arrow that that man shot, it slipped through a small crack of Ahab's armor and it penetrated and hit him. And Ahab told his man, take me back, for I am wounded in war. It was unheard of at that time that an arrow penetrated through a small crack of armor. But how many know the word of God? It penetrates to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It gets down to the very intents of what God wants to do with it. So the prophet of God's word had to go forward. He says, so you think you're going to return in peace? You're not going to return in peace. And by the next day, noon, that king died. He did not return. He died. It was all over, brothers and sisters. It was the end of the story. So what are you saying, brothers? What are you saying, Brother Simmons? I'm saying to each and every one of us, abiding in Christ, being a stable believer, don't get fooled by glamour or persuasive words. Trust what God says. And we see all through this particular text that you had a man that God had blessed, but he served the wrong God. He served the God of Baal, which was a god of evil. Then you see a man, Jehoshaphat. It says that he was rich in honor. God protected him, even though he spoke out of turn, but he always went back to God. He says, is there a true prophet of the Lord here that I can hear from him? And not only that, in battle, he could have died. But he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord diverted them from taking his life. Standing firm on the word of God, believing and trusting God, shows us right here in the life of these two kings. Choose ye this day into whom you will serve, for me and my house we will serve the Lord. Jehoshaphat had went down. He was in relationship by way of a marriage. But he didn't have to say, I go to battle with you. Do you hear it? Just because I married my wife and I married into her family, she married into mine. If her family finna do something wrong, don't say, I'm finna ride with you. No, I'm not. And she vice versa with me. Do you hear that? Now, in this church, we serve a true living God. Only true living God, and Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We don't speak about no other God. No other spirit but the Holy Spirit. the paraclete, the one that walks beside us, lead us and guide us. Can you be stable? Just be stable in your relationship with one another. Stable in your relationship with God. Stable in your commitment to what you're supposed to be committed to. Do you hear it? And next week, if Jesus tarrying is coming, we'll go into the 19th chapter. And we'll see how, when Jehoshaphat returned, what he was faced with on his return. And as him being king, having power and authority, he could have done two things. He could have condemned somebody or received them. And we'll look into that next week. Amen. May God, the Father, the King of glory, grant unto you all the desires of your heart. If you believe what God has said and you've seen how God can send strong illusions to someone that don't believe him, it's in the Word of God. Don't let you and don't let me be one of them. We got to believe God. Trust God in your finances. Trust God in your healing. Trust God in your calling. Trust God. If God said it, so shall it be. Every word shall be established. Do you hear it? I trust God. That's why I continue to move on. I continue to press forward. At any given moment in time, God can fulfill the desires of your heart. But just don't do it just to get the desires of your heart. Do it because you love the heart of God. Amen. Let's give him a hand praise. God bless you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And you that are at home, we pray that you receive the word of God today. And it was a word showing one who didn't receive what God had to say by a true prophet of God. One that had 400 paid prophets on the payroll just to keep him pumped and primed. But there was one named Jehoshaphat that was a true man of God. Even though Jehoshaphat committed himself to join his people in war, he still asked, was there a true prophet of God? And the true prophet of God came forth to speak what God says. And all the other prophets tried to persuade him not to tell the truth. I am a man that's going to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. No one is going to persuade me to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to give you what thus says of the Spirit of the living God. And I pray that you can receive it. As right now, if you're not a believer, if you have not received Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, I want you to say, dear Lord, I receive your Son Jesus Christ into my heart. I ask for forgiveness of my sins, and I turn away from the world, and I turn unto the King who possess all things. If that's you, we say salute you. We want you to come into a Bible-based teaching ministry, or you can come here at Spoken Word, located at 15413 First Avenue Court East, or you can visit us on Zoom on our Wednesday night Bible study. Zooming into the Word of God, or join us on Facebook, or even YouTube. We thank you for tuning in today. And those of you had fallen away, but never turned your back on God, God says, come back unto me, and I will make you whole and complete again. Just as it was with the Son, who asked the Father for all that he thought belonged unto him. And the Father gave it unto him, and he went out, and he wasted all. That's the prodigal son. But he had to come to his right mind and say, even in my Father's house, servants live better than I do. God wants you to be in his house that he can provide and protect you. If that's you, come back unto the Father's house that he may receive you and throw a party. And clothe you back into the righteousness that you are. And put a ring on your finger for the ring of approval. We thank you. We praise God for you. And until we meet again, May God bless you, watch over you, look out for you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, all that believe say, Jesus is Lord. Give him a hand praise. Glory to God. God bless you once again. Amen.